Merry Christmas, everyone. My name's Jimmy Stewart, and I'm here on behalf of the Salvation Army with an army of stars to tell you a story.
We three kings of glory and glory, bearing gifts we traverse afar, hill and mountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
Thank you.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angels said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
When blossoms flowered hid in the snows,
the grateful earth rejoiced, and the
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Well, that's our story for Christmas, except for one last thought. More than 19 long centuries have come and gone since the birthday of the man whose anniversary we celebrate each Christmas. Yet, I'm sure I'm well within the mark when I say that all the armies that ever marched, all the rockets ever built, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have nowhere near affected the life of man upon this earth as much and as powerfully as that one solitary life. And to all of you, the merriest Christmas ever.